Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Getaway by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. December. Sunday. The worst part of having someone tell you about their holiday is trying to pretend you're happy for them, because no one wants to hear about all the fun they didn't have. The only holidays I want to hear about are the ones where things went wrong. That way, I don't feel bad for missing out. Well, my family just got back from holiday, and believe me, if I could have stayed home, I would have. But I didn't have a choice. A few weeks ago, this holiday wasn't even supposed to happen. We were just having a normal December, and I was really looking forward to Christmas. But Mom and Dad were getting all stressed out about everything we had to do to get ready for the holiday season. We were way behind on decorating the house, and nothing was going the way it was supposed to. I'm sure we could have got our act together in time, but one night an ad came on TV that totally turned our Christmas upside down. It said, "Escape to luxury. Escape to paradise." The commercial was for this place called Isla de Corrales, which is where Mom and Dad went for their honeymoon. And the reason I know that is because every time an ad for that place comes on TV, the two of them get all kissy-faced. It makes me uncomfortable thinking about Mom and Dad before they had us kids, and I wouldn't have to if Mom didn't bring out their honeymoon album every year on their anniversary. The night after that ad came on, Mom and Dad made an announcement. They said that this year we were going to skip Christmas and all go to Isla de Corrales instead. When I asked how are we going to get our gifts to the resort, Mom said the trip was our gift. I thought that sounded like a terrible idea, and I was surprised Dad was on board with it. He usually doesn't like to spend a lot of money, and I was sure this resort was going to cost a fortune. But he said he was sick of the cold weather and he wanted to escape to some place warm. Personally, I don't have a problem with cold weather. In fact, generally speaking, the worse it is outside, the happier I am. I figured Manny and Roderick would help me talk some sense into Mom and Dad, and we'd put a stop to this idea. But those guys weren't any help at all. They were doing things like wearing shades at breakfast. So I had to accept that we weren't going to have a normal Christmas at home. But what I really didn't like was that we had to fly to this place. I'd never been on a plane before, and I wasn't crazy about the idea of locking myself in a metal tube. Nobody else seemed worried, though. And 2 weeks later, on a night when we should have been hanging up our stockings and sitting around the fire watching Christmas specials, we were packing our suitcases for this island getaway.